Great. So let's jump in. Gratitude, never never a bad time to have gratitude, right? But this time of year is just that special time of year because of Thanksgiving that we spend a lot of time and energy around appreciating people, things, life, everything around us. And it's a time for us to really start looking at our network marketing business as well. Look at the blessings that you have in your life. And I like the quote, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. So just spend some time this week conscious of your treasures. And when I think about my treasures, you know, I have lots of them in my life, but one of the big ones is Manatech, and for many, many reasons. And so it's just something to appreciate. And for a lot of you in this on this call who've been around for 10, 15, 20, 25 years with Manatech, since we are 26 years old now, as a company, I mean, we can go back and we can think of all those many, many blessings that we've had through this whole process. And so let's talk about, first of all, gratitude of our network marketing business. And it's one of the 9 unbreakable laws of network marketing. It's law number 3. That, by the way, that's a great book. Law 3 is the law of appreciation. And I believe that principle can single-handedly transform your network marketing business, because instead of coming from negativity or it's not enough or when is corporation going to do more or when are we going to get better products or when are we going to get better compensation or when, you know, we always have 101 complaints. How do I know that? Because I sit on your strategic and planning committee, so I hear a lot from the field. And that's okay. I don't mind because you're not going to rob my joy. But the idea is that that's robbing you. You're not robbing Mary Jo, you're robbing yourself. You know, you can make positive suggestions on where things can be different, but most of the time it doesn't come in necessarily in that framework. So the idea of how to transform your network marketing business and your life. So it's not just about Manatech. It's not just about stopping all the complaints about Manatech. You have an S&P you can issue if you have a problem with something. You can say, hey, heads up, here's a, instead of, you know, always complaining about something, why don't you make a contribution by saying, hey, this is how I think I would create it, but obviously you guys know better, but here's a suggestion. So not just come from complaint, but perhaps suggestion. And that'll keep you in a positive light too. It flips your complaint into being constructive. And that's what we want to do. It'll transform your business and it'll transform your life. And that applies to all relationships in your life. All relationships in your life and how you look at your life on a going forward basis. Every morning I jump out of bed and I go, I'm so excited about today. And it doesn't matter what's on the agenda. It's more about that, you know what? God allowed me to wake up in the morning. I have another day in my life, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to make it the best I can. So I'm going to get out there, you know, work out, take a shower, get, you know, play in my garden, not anymore. But, you know, do the things I need to do, take care of the things I need to take care of, be the best wife I can be, the best upline I can be, the best, you know, aunt I can be, the best grandmother and stepmom and all these things in my life that are really important to me. So that's what you want to do. You want to start with that state of being. Stay in the state of being of always growing, because, you know, there's a concept out there. I think it was Socrates and Plato had this argument about, you know, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. And Socrates said, no, Plato, I think you're wrong about that. He said, I think there's a state of stability that exists. And he's like saying, well, you look at a chair, you look at different things. And Plato said, no, that's not true. Because even a chair, when you look at a chair made out of wood or whatever, or anything, the material that it's made of is in a mode of deterioration, right? Everything. So you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. So you look at your life and start analyzing and say to yourself every day, am I green and growing or am I ripe and rotting? And you don't have to use specifically those words, but the reality is that we're either going out there making a difference in this world in a significant way and being of contribution, or we're like sucking life out of this world in a way that, because we're not contributing, because there is no such thing as stability. Doesn't exist. It's a figment of our imagination. So choose growth mode or decay mode. And it's about our attitude as well as we approach life and we approach people. So if you stay in that mindset of appreciation, then your life is absolutely increasing in value. It's remarkable. how that happens. And you go, well, Mary Jo, how do I, and you, sometimes what we do is we try to align increasing in value with what our bank account says, and I'm going to tell you, that's one small part of the picture. Increasing in value is how many friends do you have? How many lives are you touching? Where are you making a difference today? What kind of charitable work are you doing? Who are you calling today to tell them how much you appreciate them being in your life and just bringing joy into their life? I mean, I love more than anything to touch people's lives in different ways so I can be an encourager. And of course, my number one core value is contribution, so that's why I love that so much. But it brings me unending joy to be in contribution. And it's just choosing it, choosing to stand up and make a difference. And you know what's so funny about this whole attitude is that when you take an approach that you're going to go and make a difference in somebody else's life, you all of a sudden quit focusing on what's wrong with your life. And it's amazing how all those things kind of dissipate around you. Not that you should put off, you know, corrective action in your life for something that might need some adjustments or corrections. And, you know, don't get into the procrastinator mode, because then you'll just get behind the eight ball so much you'll end up living a life of depression, right? I mean, we create a lot of that where it's self-created. So yeah, I like to tackle things when they happen. You know, when something happens, I go, let's take care of it, because I know if it stays out there for another 3 months, it's just going to wear on my emotional state. So be quick to correct the things around you that you see that are robbing you of joy, and then move forward to pour joy into other people, and you'll see how much joy that brings back to you. So it's about increasing value, appreciating life, investing in your life, appreciating others as well. And I'm, you know, they say appreciation, the attitude of appreciation always means an increase in the quality of our lives. I totally, totally believe that. The deepest principle in human nature is craving to be appreciated. Think about that. And I always tell people, I said, the greatest gift you can ever give is a gift of love. And I believe the gift of appreciation is part and parcel to the gift of love. Love might go a little bit further, but appreciation is a huge part of that. Learning how to appreciate people instead of deprecate, right? Appreciation versus deprecation. So it's not about us going down and pounding on our people. Some of you have associates in your downline. You go, Mary Jo, they haven't done anything for ages. Are you kidding? It's all right. It's choices they make. Things have happened in their lives. They've made choices. So how can you be an encourager? Don't call them up and pound them on it. Just call them up and encourage. How can you be an encouragement? This week is a great time for you to step into their lives and be encouragers. So does encouragement mean I'm going to send out a message and say, here's all the Black Friday specials, buy, 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 buy? That's not encouragement. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't help your downline take advantage of some great deals, but maybe when you send that out, make the first couple of paragraphs just about how much you appreciate them being in your life and what they've meant to you as a friend over the years. And what a blessing it is to be a part of, you know, this business together that we're in, that we just get to share and bring hope and health and financial support to people everywhere. And we get to make a difference in children's lives all over the world through this incredible, you know, business venture. And I just appreciate you being a partner with me in this. You know, just write something really touching to those people that are in your organization. Because you know what, people? They need to hear from you. They need to hear you care. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So great week for us to do that. And definitely look at yourself and say, where am I? What am I doing to myself? Am I telling myself, I'm not doing enough, I can't do this, I'm no good at network marketing, I can't go share with you? You know, all network marketing is, I look at network marketing kind of in this perspective. It's about really putting exclamation points after my favorite number one top core value, which is contribution. When I can walk in, and of course, with my faith, obviously, my number one thing I like to contribute to people is faith. I like to share my faith with them. But second to that, and a very close second, is sharing this gift that we've been given with Manatech. So it's about sharing a gift. It's not about selling people on being in network marketing or selling products to people. It's about a gift, opening up the possibility that they too can look at this as an incredible gift to be a part of this incredible company that it is just so honoring because they attack these major issues in our life. So So know that that's part of our culture here. It's part of our culture. And we want to start focusing on other people, recognizing them, acknowledging them, honoring our associates. We need to appreciate them. And this is the week to do it. Every day is a day to do it, but this is a special week because it's a week of Thanksgiving, right? Deprecating statements, you know, when we get out there and we get depressed about our business, regarding our business, and we talk about, you know, oh, it's just not what it used to be, and Manitech's not the same, I wish we had Dr. Rob Sennett back, blah, 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 I wish we had this, I wish we could say more, I wish the FDA, the FTC would disappear and allow us to go back to what we used to say. I mean, blah, blah, we can go, you know, if ands and buts. It's people, today is today. It's about looking at it and going, I accept today as today, but I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I will use my energy and effort to make everything better. There you go. Now, start with that as your opening premise. Don't live in the past. Live in today, because today is truly the first day of the rest of your life. So how can I improve my walk in this world and help improve others? Not necessarily in that order, right? So don't look at it near. Don't, because once you start going negative, it becomes a downward spiral. You'll start controlling. In fact, I just was doing a coaching call with somebody yesterday. I do a lot of mindset coaching. And I just said, I was talking to this gentleman, and I said, you know, when you start thinking that way, you're going to create it. Write this down. To think is to create, right? When your thoughts are negative, you're going to create it. So if your thoughts are negative about your Manitech business, what are you going to create? A negative Manitech business. It will not go forward in a positive way when you have negative thoughts about it. So how do I convert that? I just choose, because we're a choice, to look at my Manitech business differently, and I get to choose to look at my Manitech business as green and growing, and I get to choose to look at the glory that it brings people, the wonderful health benefits, wealth benefits, you know, part of M5M, all these great things that it brings. And to me, you know, I mention all those things, but you guys on this call know so well Mary Jo's heart and passion. The most important part of every experience I've had in Manitech is, guess what? You guys. It's this incredible tribe, this incredible community of like-minded thinkers that I get to be around all the time. I get to associate with people over at Manitech headquarters. I get to associate with the S&P Strategic and Planning Committee, who are fighting every day of their lives to make this a better company, a better comp plan, a better offerings, better leadership development skills, all these things that we get to participate in. And these people are all in. They're all in. And it's such a blessing, because so many of us, we're like-minded. We're here because what do we want to do? Support people to be their best. So that's my number one. You know, people, I say, what do you like best about Manitech? I said, I like the people in the field and the people corporate, and just being able to be part of a family that I feel part of. These people have some of you become like my best friends over the last 25 years, and it's awesome to have that kind of community. So we get into blame mode because we don't want to, you know, we find something wrong. Can I ask you a question? If Manitech does something, can we always find something wrong with it? Of course. I can find something wrong with everything in the world, no matter what comes out, right? I mean, people can write a book, or they can put something in the newspaper, or they can do something. I can find something wrong with it. I can go find something wrong with it. It's just because it's your attitude that dictates whether you see the goodness in it or you see what's wrong with it, right? So what do we need to do? Shift our attitude and just say, you know what, I'm only going to look for the good in things. And I had somebody the other day, I was communicating this with them, and they said, well, Mary Jo, that's very Pollyanna-ish. And I go, no, it isn't. It's a choice to keep my mental state on a very positive level. How do I keep my mental state on a very positive level? I'm not going to give it and give something outside of me control over my mental state. I get to choose. So no matter what happens, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what, I can choose. Because I know that depreciating things breeds discouragement. You start getting into blame game, negative thoughts. And when you start doing that, you have no chance of building something. Really don't. Because you've built a brick wall around your ability to succeed. How can you go out there and help other people see the beauty of what this offers to them when you're in a deprecating mindset. So stay away from that, and always, and if you need help, I know your upline. If you don't have an upline that's positive, then drop me a note. I will help take you there, because my choice is to be absolutely as positive as possible every moment of every day and take what is out there and give what I can to each and every associate that comes across my path. So, and each and every prospect that comes across my path, which is everyone who's not already an associate, right? There's two classifications out there, a prospect or people that aren't already, are already associates. Those are the classifications. So let's look at Marion Head, and some of you know her. She was a presidential director in Manitech for years and years. She probably still qualifies. She's now retired, lives in Hawaii with her incredible husband. They're doing a lot of great things. But she wrote a book called Revolutionary Agreements. And in there, she said there are three unifying principles. And one of them is gratitude, appreciating the gift of the moment. And these are statements, people, that you can make. They're given in her book. And I suggest you might want to type them up or put them on a piece of paper that you look at every morning. You wake up, you go to your desk, or you have them in your purse, or you put them in your wallet, or you put them on your cell phone as your wallpaper. You know, some of you like to use wallpaper like a dog or a cat or something like that. I suggest you start using positive mindset information on your wallpaper on your phone. So it picks you up. The minute you look at your phone, there it is. It's telling you. You want to have constant reminder to shift that mindset into a positive framework. So I agree to give and receive thanks. I agree to give and receive thanks. So you want to make sure that that's just a natural cycle that you're in every single day. Receiving thanks is critically important too. You know, we talked about giving thanks and being thankful and having gratitude towards everybody and everything around us, no matter what happens. But what about receiving thanks? Some of us, I know I was historically really bad at people appreciating me because I would just downplay it. Because I'm such a giver and such a person of contribution in everything I do, when people want to contribute or pour into me, I kind of just dismiss it because it was uncomfortable for me, and I must say it probably still has some level of discomfort to me. But the idea is I can absolutely accept that from people today in a huge way because it honors them. You follow? Accepting and being thankful for receiving accolades and thanks from other people is yet another way of pouring into them. And that's the way you need to look at it if you're bad at accepting appreciation for things. So when you're dismissive of somebody appreciating you because you don't want to be arrogant or you think it's not about me, and of course that's how I live my life. It's not about me. It's about, you know. But the problem is I'm dismissing them. I'm not just dismissing the thought that they're giving. I'm dismissing them. And I don't want to be dismissive of a human being. So when people want to thank me for something or congratulate me, I say, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that you appreciate what I did. Got it? Shift. If that's where you are in some of your habits, you're just paying back to them. It's another way of contributing to them. So acknowledge it and thank them for it. So always give and receive thanks in a gracious way. As you sow, so shall you reap. We know that is the law. Number two, I agree to see the best in myself and others. Wow. How many of you are like having a problem with that? We have little things that we've done in our life or bad habits that we have, and we just keep beating up on ourselves. My number one suggestion, shift out of the bad habit. You know, we're a choice. You can choose not to do that anymore. It's like choosing to sleep in till noon. You don't need to do that. That's like wasting your life away, right? You only need that. I mean, I go to bed at 12. I get up at between 6 and 6:30 every day. I mean, each one of us needs different levels of sleep. Now with the new sleep product, hopefully a lot of you need less sleep because you're getting such sound sleep. But for people like Mary Jo who fall asleep within 8 seconds of laying down, and I think that has a lot to do with all the energy I exert during my day. I just go 24/7, and so when I hit the bed, it's like my body's going, thank you, and crashes, right? So I think that's probably why I don't need, you know, as much sleep as many people. But the idea is that you want to make sure that you are taking care of you, right? We want to take care of you and be the best of, so you can be the best of yourself, and you want to see the best in others as well. So always focus on that. you can say, you know what, I saw this in the other day, and I was just thinking that, you know, some people might take this a different way. I know your heart, but maybe, and I just making a suggestion, you know, if you can see this, because some people can't see themselves, but always be constructive. Always be constructive. Not, you know what, when you do this, this is how it makes me feel. It's kind of destructive, right? We don't do that. We choose how we feel. We choose how we feel. We allow people to have control over us. So just say, hey, when you do something like this, I think this could be a likely response to it, or this doesn't seem to be very self, you know, honoring or honoring to other people, and it might serve you to take a look at that, right? So, yeah, instead of pointing at people and saying it's their fault, you feel a certain way. So agree to be the best in yourself and help other people be the best in themselves as well. So get rid of self-judgment and empower others as well. Don't get that hammer out and beat up on yourself. Just go, wow, I could have done that better, and I'm going to choose to do that from now on. And look at it as a learning experience. I agree to look for blessings in disguise. Oh, this is so huge. This is probably one of those biggies of all times. Because do bad things happen to good people? Yeah. Stuff happens to us all the time. And you know what? It's not going to end. There's plenty of sin and devastation around this world that continues to happen all around us. Bad things, things we disagree with. We look at all the shootings today. I mean, my goodness, it seems like I feel like I'm living in the cowboy and Indian days, right? It's so crazy out there. And I don't mean to, you know, simplify it or make it, you know, not critical, because it is critical. It shows the degradation of the values, moral values in our society, and people just being prejudiced, and the hate among people today is off the charts, and dislike. It's just sad to see it all around us, you know, but I look for what? Look for the blessings or the goodness in what happens around us. I look at the good Samaritans that come along and lift up and do things great. And I focus on the greatness of the people that show up big in this world, show up in a huge way. And so seek out the good in everything. And, you know, there's a lot of examples out there. I was going to give you one, but I kind of shifted about the man who was robbed. But I'm going to shift to another story because it's one I tell frequently because, not frequently, but when I do talks in front of church groups and women's groups and whatever, I talk about the power of forgiveness. And many of you know my story, that 20-some years ago, my brother was actually shot and killed by his wife. And it was absolutely devastating because my brother was like walking with Jesus on earth, right? And I was so angry and so mad, and I was so I was so mad at this woman. They had two beautiful kids, 14 and 16 year old, and I was so angry. And I did was scream. I went, you know, because of my faith, I just got on my knees and went to a church late at night and got on my knees and just cried out to God. And I was so angry. For like 3 hours, 2.5 hours I spent in that church, finally came back to where I was staying. I wasn't even at home. I was out doing a Manatech presentation that night in Corpus Christi. And the next morning, I canceled everything and flew back to Dallas. But the next morning, I found myself awakened. And it was just this incredible sense of, Mary Jo, what good can come from this? Now, there's nothing good that can come from somebody being shot and killed in terms of that person. He's gone. But what greatness or goodness can I create? How can I step up? How can I help to make a difference? So I just had this sense, number one, I knew if I carried the unforgiveness, I would have poison in my body the rest of my life, which would not allow me to be effective, and so it would rob from me the rest of my life. And I wasn't going to let that happen. So I chose to forgive my sister-in-law. As awful as it was, I chose. Did she deserve it? No, but I chose. It's not about whether somebody deserves it. It's about the impact it has on you. You choose. You're at choice around virtually everything. So I was at choice, and I chose. Number two, I also ended up flying out to California. I took care of all the arrangements. I had like a legal pad of 4 pages full of to-do lists, you know, and my brother and sister came out, and my mom showed up. And we were all there at this and my dad, my mom and dad, and we're all there at this, you know, in Mammoth Lakes for this whole thing. But it was like I knew immediately that these children needed all my attention because they were so wounded. Notwithstanding some of the ideas my brother had and my mom wanted to take him in and raise him when she was in her 70s. I thought, oh, that's really smart. 14 to 16, my brother wanted to let them stay in Mammoth Lakes and let the church take custody. And I go, oh, that's really good because the church is a really good parent. You know, it was like crazy stuff I dealt with. But ended up that I received custody of the two kids and took them back to Dallas and raised these two kids with a heart of openness and love and joy and allowed them to see my forgiveness so they could go fly and visit their mom in prison when they were ready to do so. And these kids today, I mean, they're beautiful. They have phenomenal jobs. They are wonderful spouses. They're producing great nephews for me. I now have two. But it's a beautiful thing. It's about look for blessings in disguise. Most people couldn't see any blessings out there. But let me tell you, raising those two kids and having them in my life today are phenomenal blessings. But it sure was disguised by a horrible event. So, but it's what we need to search for. We need to search for those blessings. I agree to lighten up. Huh, that's not hard for me because I have a sense of humor and I like to laugh, although sometimes things around me rob me of that joy, right? Maybe the Green Bay Packer game last night, watching the 49ers annihilate them, because I'm still a Wisconsin girl, although I live in Texas. But I still can have a sense of humor. It's about still bringing that sense of humor out, still being able to laugh, enjoying your moments, and not taking life so incredibly seriously. I used to cry over Green Bay Packer games when they lost. Trust me, that was a part of my life. I get so emotionally tied into what would happen around me. And you know, it's about freeing myself up on things like that. And just being able to have a sense of humor and expand my feelings of personal freedom. So when we let other things control us, we have to look, wow, why am I allowing that to happen? Because it's you allowing it. When you're allowing it, you're allowing it. So you have to start working on yourself saying, how do I stop that? It's a mindset. It's a mindset, right? So we want to be like a fine-tuned fork, attract like-minded people, like-hearted people to our organization and to our lives. And sometimes we don't, but you know what? We love them anyway because they have an opportunity to grow when they're around our group. So number four, so how do we increase the gratitude and appreciation for our business? Affirmations on gratitude every morning. And I already have done trainings on Noah St. John's book, so I'm suggesting that you can look that up. I believe Lydia also attached some of those to the outline, so you can look at those. Two is thank you in writing and orally at every opportunity. Right. Well, where can we show thankfulness? In virtually everything that transpires. Yesterday I was at church, and I'm one of those greeter people that walk around the whole church and go into the pews and hug on people. A husband and wife were in their 80s, came back. He is still wearing a colostomy bag, and, you know, and I visited them in the hospital when they were there, good friends. And I went to see him because they hadn't been in church for like 2.5 months. And, as the service was about to start, I went over to him and I said, I believe we forgot to give you a visitor card. You know, that was so, they cracked up laughing. I love to bring joy in people's lives. So, you know, have thankfulness and gratitude in everything. Appreciate people for where they are. Bring some joy in people's lives when they don't seemingly have a lot to be joyful about. You can be the one that causes that smile. Thank you in writing and orally at every opportunity. Always come from that sense of gratitude. Appreciation even when a prospect says no. Can you do that? A lot of us get frustrated when somebody says no, especially when we put a lot of time and energy into them to work with them. But let it go. If you show a sense of joy and appreciation for their time and energy they put into looking at it, you know, they're going to have a greater likelihood of coming back to you at some future point. You don't want to ruin a relationship over whether they join you in Manatech or not. Even somebody that's brand new in your life, you know, and I even like to say, I know you looked at this, and I'm sorry you decided to go a different direction because I would have loved to support you in this, but is there another way I can support you? Sometimes I do that. Now, some of you go, Mary Jo, I don't have enough time in my day. Okay, good. That's a choice we make, but I just feel like I'm going to find out. Maybe there's a different way I can support them, and if there is, I'd like to be that part of their life as well. Appreciation, even when a prospect says no. honor their decision. Monthly certificates of recognition to all your top enrollers in your organization, that'd be a great thing that you could do to acknowledge people. Believe in your people as well as yourself. Believe in your team. And I know some of you have been through some hardships this year and losing some team members. We lost a few because they passed away. A lot of our people are getting in their late 70s and 80s and even 90s. We love every one of them, and we support them as best we can, but that's just called the nature of life, right? Life runs its course. You want to still believe in your people, stay in contact with them, love on them, and read and use. There's in the library, the Why Manatech, and I put together kind of like a sheet that's called Why Is It Worth It? And it's just about recognizing Manatech. We forget about what a great opportunity we have, and the grass isn't greener on the other side. So, you know, always have clarity. And if you don't have a sheet like Why Is It Worth It? Why is it being a part of Manatech, then develop one. And I kind of pulled out like a bunch of headlines in the news. A lot of this was like from 2018, so I probably developed this a year ago, but in 2018, some of the headlines in the news, never mind the Social Security increase, seniors are in trouble. So why do I put that on Why Is It Worth It? Because I can help those people. I have a mechanism to support those people. The student loan debt crisis is about to get worse. I have something that will help them. Why the millennials are the most anxious generation in history. I have something to help them. How Generation X could change the American dream. Wow. Generation Xers are a bellwether for the nation, and the future isn't looking good. Wow. Those are tough headlines. They all came. So, and I have something, right? So why is it worth it? Because these huge mammoth problems facing our nation today can be solved in part by helping people get involved in a direct selling business. And Manatech to me is the best because the best products, right? So I can go out there and help them. And we have all these ideas, the compounding, the cash flow quadrants. We have all these things, all the quotes that are out there. And they can help us in so many different ways, health, wealth, personal development, building a tribe, friends forever, all of these things. And now's your chance of a lifetime to go and help people move in that direction. You know, that whole thing about us being able to make a difference, it's not just about M5M, it's about each individual life that we can touch. And through this model, you can do that. And so if this is something for you, then your head and your heart will tell you, right? Because I put in here, we are a committed community of activists to solve many world problems together. And we have a great way to help you become financially independent to pursue your dreams at the same time. So let's do this together. So and you can just type up something like that and put it on your desk every day. That will help you, right? Come from that arena. Come from that. Why Manatech every day? 5 ways I can add gratitude to my life and feel better every day of my life. Choose your friends wisely, right? We want to make sure that we're choosing our support system. We want them, and this is, you take what you're trying to advance. If you want to be stronger spiritually, support, more supportive, empowering, intelligent, or then surround yourself with friends. So choose your friends wisely. And that doesn't mean we don't support people that don't have these characteristics, because I enjoy doing that. I enjoy opening up the possibility for them to choose that, because a lot of people don't realize they're at choice. They just think their past experiences define who they are today. And I go, well, you can choose that's not true. Past doesn't control your future unless you choose to allow that to happen. And it's kind of a default state of beingness. And I try to help people walk away from default states of being and step into the power within them, right, so they can choose differently. Help your friends cultivate gratitude. We want to always go out there and do that. And, I've seen it happen to myself and my friends, right? They'll be perfectly happy until someone tells them they're being mistreated or something's wrong, and suddenly you get them upset and you go, whoa, I don't want negative, I want positive emotions. Give the gift of gratitude to your children. You want your children to choose the same thing no matter what they are going through today. Always choose to look at the brightness. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. Let's be glad and be joyful in it. Say thank you, right? always be coming from that thankful and be mindful of the little things. I think that sometimes we take advantage of the little things and we want to be in there. So I gave you a bunch of quotes at the end of the talk. Developing from Brian Tracy, develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks. God gave you a gift of 86,400 seconds today. Have you used one to say thank you? When eating bamboo sprouts, I love this one, a Chinese proverb. When eating bamboo sprouts, remember the man who planted them. So see how we can be thankful in everything? Does that make sense to you? Sit down, make your salad, and think, who planted that lettuce? Who made those? Who planted those cucumbers? I did in my backyard. Who planted these? Who planted these things to allow you? And be grateful for those people that are doing that work to allow you to have those organic-grown fruits and vegetables. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Wow. See, JFK. Right. And then through Scripture, we have 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God and Jesus Christ concerning you. So even in my favorite book, you can find plenty around thankfulness. So action to take now. Here's a recommendation. I just tacked this on at the end of the outline today to just give you guys heads up on what you can do. Because sometimes you're always, that's really good, Mary Jo. Sometimes you're looking for ways that you can make a change in this world or make a difference, or how do I take action on this, because this is the week of Thanksgiving and I'd like to touch my downline in a special way. You could pick some of the quotes. I gave you a bunch of quotes at the end. I think there are over, 31 of them. Oh my goodness, do you think there's enough that you might find something that you like? And take some of those quotes and take time today to perhaps draft an email or text to send out some of the members in your downline to show your heartfelt appreciation, right? And I even gave you language. Oh, like this. I read this quote today and, you know, I couldn't help but think of you. You have been not only a blessing to me, but to so many others with your leading with your heart. Thank you, and I pray you have an awesome Thanksgiving. You could add family in there, whatever it is. I tend to put, I pray you have an awesome Thanksgiving, because I'm not even sure everybody spends it with family these days. A lot of people, you know, they do a lot of, go and work at different homeless shelters and serve food and all those kind of things. So I just say, pray you have an awesome Thanksgiving. So you can take some of those quotes, see what works for you, but go ahead and touch some of your organization and appreciate them, because a heart of appreciation will come back tenfold to you. And that's what we need to understand. And this is the week that we emphasize that, because it is the week of Thanksgiving and we have so, so very much to be thankful for. So people, have a great week, a happy, happy Thanksgiving, and go make a difference in other people's lives. Okay, everyone, good. Anyone want to share anything at the end? Okay, everyone. How awesome. Oh,
hi,
somebody.
Mary
go ahead.
Jo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Jo. It's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yep, having an attitude of gratitude.
Yep.
And having some challenges, but nothing. This too will pass.
Right.
Thank you for your dedication to this every Monday morning.
You got it. Thank you for the thank you. That's precious.
Yep.
I appreciate you. Thank you for showing up every Monday morning. Because if people didn't show up, I would have nowhere to do this, right? I would be doing it to the, probably still do it, but due to the universe, whatever's out there. But thank you.
Yeah,
and look at that.
Yeah, I called somebody a while back when there was in an angry moment, and I said, you know, I'm sorry that you feel this way, but, you know, check your altitude of your attitude.
Yeah.
There's actually something is that the altitude and your altitude and attitude, there's something in that when it comes to flying. I'm not sure. I don't understand all that, but there is something to that.
Right. And they might not get that. That's why I love to.
They didn't get it
at
that moment, but they were angry. But
right. Right. And I like to kind of feel people out, you know, just go, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you, da, 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 da. And then I go, I let them talk it through, because most of the time when they talk it out, sometimes they get gassed. They, you know, that dissipates their angry nature because they feel like they express themselves. And then I like to say, you know what I do when I feel anger? And just as a suggestion, that might help you. And they'll go, what's that? Right. And I go, I recognize that I'm in control and I choose my emotions. And when I get angry, it's usually I'm giving away my power to somebody else. And I'm not doing this world a favor by being angry. I can only do this world goodness by choosing joy. So when I acknowledge that, I can easily, like, step into forgiveness and move past it and come from joy. Just a suggestion.
Okay, well,
does that make sense? Because it gives them
it does.
Yeah, it gives them a little bit of, you know, kind of a concept of something they may have never seen possible. When we get angry, we don't think of joy. We don't think it's possible. We don't think it's even probable. We don't think it's available. We just get stuck in that negative emotion. And this applies to every negative emotion. Anger, hate, disgust, all these things. We need to stop and go, wait, who am I giving control over my current emotional state? And why am I doing that? Well, I'm at choice, and I can choose. No matter what they've done, I still can be at choice and choose joy. Right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Cool.
Can you text me a contact number?
Send you a contact number? Yeah. Do I have your number?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You should have it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Anyone else? Good. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. Be thankful and all. And celebrate. And don't forget TNL and all those Black Friday specials. And thanks for the heads up about Ben Mayo's trainings. And look at North America Facebook page for those so you can know how to communicate best to support your organization to take advantage of those great Black Friday specials. Okay, everyone. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. Bye.